Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, feeling your heart completely, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies. Allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it now expands throughout your entire chest, moving into your lungs. Feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages. Allowing each and every red blood cell that passes through your heart and your lungs to be filled with healing, brilliant, white light. Raising you in vibration, bringing you into higher states of consciousness, allowing for the light to enter your red blood cells, to be carried to every extremity of your body. And now continue to see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now see this light as it moves into your diaphragm and your stomach, bringing healing energies to these organs, allowing you to breathe more deeply, to assimilate your nutrients, to allow healing to take place on every level. And now continue to see this light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and elimination, allowing for the assimilation of your light energies and all of your nutrients. Continue to see this light as it now flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder, All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see this light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing all of these organs into perfect balance, perfect health, increasing you in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, allowing you to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And now continue to see the light as it flows through your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with the universal forces of creation, harmonizing all of your energies on every level, bringing you into perfection. Continue to see the light now as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for a clear connection, giving you a resource to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. Allow them to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light that is within you as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, raising you in vibration and frequency, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. Continue to see this brilliant white light as it now transforms into a beautiful, healing, golden white light, raising you into higher vibrations, aligning you with the higher dimensions, allowing for clarity, increase, abundance, joy, peace, love, and perfect health to be within your experience, giving you the courage to strengthen the wisdom, to bring the higher knowledge, the higher frequencies into your body, mind, spirit complex, and to allow them to work for you, to heal you, to restore you, and to create the life of your dreams. Continue to see this light as it grows even stronger with each breath, this golden white light, as it fills your body completely and now begins to move through the pores of your body until you are surrounded in a healing golden bubble of light. Allow this light to protect you, to keep you safe, to draw to you all that is good, to heal your skin, your hair, to strengthen you on every level, every perception that you have of reality is now being raised, to become one of joy, of expectation of all that is good to come into your life. Your knowing that you are one with Source, that you are powerful, and you are a creator. Allow this light to assist you in awakening your higher states of consciousness. Continue to see the light now as it begins to move out all around you, feeling the space that you are in, completely filling the room with golden white light, raising all in vibration who come in contact with this light, allowing for healing on every level. And now see the light as it passes through any obstacles, walls, very easily, moving out into your greater environment, surrounding your home, wherever you live, with golden white light, protecting you and your family and those that you love. Continue to see this golden light as it begins to spread in 360 degrees all around you, filling your neighborhood with healing light, bringing all into higher states of consciousness, healing and restoring the minds, the bodies, and the spirits of those who come in contact with this light. Continue to see the golden light as it now spreads throughout your state and your country, allowing for healing on every level, bringing all into perfect balance, raising all in vibration. Continue to see the light as it now expands throughout the world completely, where all of our lights join together as one, allowing for healing on every level, the reunion of us through our hearts, through our light, allowing for all life to be reconnected through this light. Continue to see our light as it grows stronger now that we are reunited, and allow this light to now move into Mother Earth, beneath the surface, beneath the waters, reconnecting with our light family, allowing for an increase in healing, in memory, in awareness, in courage, in love, reconnecting us to our family that lives beneath the waters and those beneath the surface of the earth. And now that all of our lights are joined together as one, we are increased even more, raising Mother Earth in vibration, bringing her back into her 5D manifestation, releasing the lower dimensions, the lower densities very easily, allowing for all to be raised in vibration and love consciousness and oneness. Continue to see this light as it now expands beyond the earth, moving out into the atmosphere of the earth, connecting with our family of light that lives within the atmosphere of the earth, within the realms of the astral body of Mother Earth, allowing for reconnection through our hearts and through our light, through our love, allowing us all to now be raised in vibration and strength and courage, awareness of one another's presence. Continue to see this light as it expands beyond the earth, moving out into our galaxy, collecting greater strength and light through connecting with our galactic family of light, allowing for oneness through our hearts, through our love, through our light, raising our galaxy in vibration and all beings within this galaxy, moving from one planet to the other, allowing for healing everywhere that this light touches. Continue to see this light as it now moves beyond our galaxy into the universe, allowing for raising of consciousness, the healing that is deeply needed within our hearts, our minds, our souls, continuing to connect with our family of light within the universe and the multiverse, allowing for healing, allowing for strengthening of our knowledge, of our wisdom, of our understanding, of the higher realms, of the higher densities, raising us all in consciousness and our awareness of one another, allowing for greater love, greater peace, and greater oneness through our knowledge that we are one and we are source. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you for sharing your light once again with me. It is such a pleasure to be with you today. Today, we'll begin our discussion with the third of the court cards. In our previous show, we discussed the Queen, and today we will go over the Youth Court card, or better known as the Jack. The Youth of Scepters is the Wands and Suit of Clubs. This card represents the summer and fire energy. The Youth of Scepters signifies a person ruled by the sign of Sagittarius. Benevolent, free, jovial, quick-tempered, energetic, and fond of outdoor sports. Right side up, this card denotes a Sagittarius man, and reverse, a Sagittarius woman. The dominant idea is I see. The Youth of Cups is also the Suit of Hearts. This card represents the autumn fall energy and is the water element. This signifies a person ruled by the sign of Pisces. Timid, easygoing, and very easily influenced by those around them. Right side up, it denotes a Pisces man. In reverse, a Pisces woman. The dominant idea is, I believe. The Youth of Coins is the Suit of Diamonds. This card represents the spring and air energy. This signifies a person ruled by the sign of Aquarius. Witty, argumentative, yet amiable, artistic, and a humanitarian. Right side up, this is an Aquarius man. In reverse, it denotes an Aquarius woman. The dominant idea is, I know. The Youth of Swords is also the Suit of Spades. This represents the winter and earth energy. This signifies a person ruled by the sign of Capricorn. Crafty, subtle, reserved, and can have an extreme greed for wealth. Right side up, a Capricorn man. In reverse, a Capricorn woman. The dominant idea is I use. So these are the last of your court cards. We have covered the King, the Queen, and now the Youth, that is better known to us as the Jack. So you will see many things here. And as I have asked you in the past and encourage you to do, is to create a chart that has all of your cards on there, and you begin to identify them by the suit that they're found in, placing the attributes there, and beginning to understand that this does not just relate to you if you are reading tarot cards, because all of this energy can assist you in many different ways. And so you see the connection between the card and the sign of Sagittarius, of Pisces, of Aquarius, of Capricorn, and all of us fall within this energy in some way. We all have all 12 signs within us, and we may not be particularly drawn to that energy because we are not there in our sun, our moon, or in our rising sign, but it is still part of our astrological chart. And so there's always going to be an aspect of these people that is a part of us, and it helps us to understand ourselves on a deeper level. So don't think that it is just, you only need to know this information just if you're going to begin to read the Egyptian tarot, but it is something that you need to understand on a deeper level. So I encourage you to make those charts. Now, last week we discussed Arcanum number 13, which was the Reaper, who is related to the astrological sign of Aries. And Aries is about death and transformation. Now, there is a quote that I shared with you in our last show that I would like to dive into a little deeper today. It says the universe reabsorbs without ceasing all which springs forth from her bosom that has not spiritualized itself. This is because one of the major goals of the soul is to be transformed into a higher state. We move from the higher planes of existence to be incarnated within the lower planes or densities. For experience, we're here to learn and to master our inner forces. Because in truth, we are the only ones here. Everything is a mirror of us. And so you create your own reality, your own universe. And when you learn how to master your inner forces, then that is when you become empowered. You become the Hierophant. You begin to understand that all is you and all is an extension of you. So we stop looking outside of ourselves for answers. We begin to move within ourselves. And as we grow and learn how to master these inner forces, we begin to move up in vibration energetically to re-emerge into the higher planes once again. And this is the journey of the soul. You first remember, you move into forgetting to move back into remembering. And we are told that all energy must spiritualize itself within a given amount of time, or it will be reabsorbed, returning to source, losing its individualized aspects. And this is a part of the soul's journey, that you do not want to be reabsorbed. You do want to retain your individualized aspects of the self, because you have gone through a lot of learning, a lot of experiences. You have experienced yourself in many different aspects, and this has allowed you to grow and to become something very unique, a very unique aspect of Source. And so you want to retain your memories. You want to retain who you have become, that very essence of you that makes you a unique aspect of Source. So we want to avoid being reabsorbed and losing our individualized aspect. Now, there may come a time in your soul's journey when you choose to do that, but usually souls would love to still retain their memories, because that is what makes you so unique and actually allows you to assist other souls in their process of growth. So this is why the ancients of many cultures believed that every life was extremely important. Every incarnation that you have is extremely important, and that the time must be used wisely in order for you to advance your spirit. Now, today, this is a challenge because people have become so materialistic and have forgotten that they are spiritual beings having a physical experience. They think it's the other way around, that they are physical beings trying to have these amazing spiritual experiences. But in truth, we are spirit. We already are these things. And what we are doing now is trying to remember ourselves. And if you think about that word, remember, it has many different meanings, because it's not just about the memory, the mind. But if you think about being dismembered, where parts of you have been fragmented and you begin to remember yourself, you bring yourself back together. Remember, this is a matrix of the mind. So everything is about the mind. So the memory is part of the mind. And we are remembering who we are. and bringing all the different aspects of ourselves back together again in a oneness. And this is the way that our spirit grows, is through this remembering process. So for the ancients, spiritual growth was of the utmost importance. To those who knew of these teachings, it was their life mission to remember themselves. And it is so important that you take each life and use your energy for the growth of your spirit. Whatever you're doing, it should advance you. It should be assisting you in your spiritual growth, because you never know how much energy your soul has left in order for you to blossom. And that is what the ancient Toltecs called it. Many other people also called it blossoming, but we call it today awakening. So you never know how much energy you have left within your soul energy to awaken. So every life is extremely important that you use it to advance yourself in your awakening. So this makes every lifetime extremely, extremely important that you devote much of your energy to your spiritual progress, to your awakening. The refinement of the soul requires the harmonizing of your internal forces. And we spoke of this a lot during the lesson on Arcanum number 5, the Hierophant, because you in that process are bringing the harmony of the opposite polarized forces together. And that is the achievement of this Arcanum number 5, the Hierophant, that you have brought them together in this harmony, and you become the master of these forces. And this can be done in many ways. There are many practices that can assist you in achieving this. The practice of Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga in its full aspect that includes meditation, fasting, and many other practices can and will assist you in harmonizing your internal forces. This is a holistic approach that cannot exclude the cleansing of your shadow energy, because this is the aspect of you that is completely imbalanced. This is within the unconscious part of your mind, and it must be worked with if you will blossom at any point in your soul's journey. It cannot be avoided. And so we will now move forward after our station break. We will begin our discussion on The Alchemist, the 14th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on The Alchemist, also known as the Temperance card in the modern day tarot. This is the 14th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. The Alchemist astrologically relates to the zodiacal sign of Taurus. In occult science, the meaning is practical occultism, as applied to daily life. The human function is psychometry, which is the ability to touch inanimate objects and discover facts about a person or an event. The natural remedies are daisies, dandelions, lilies, flax, myrtle, gourds, and more. The colors are the darker shades of yellow. The minerals are the talismanic gem, moss agate, and such stones as white coral, white opaque stones, and alabaster. The letter is N, and the number is 14. And remember, these are synonymous. N14 expresses in the spiritual world as the perpetual movement of life. In the intellectual world, it expresses as the ideas that create a moral life. In the physical world, it expresses as the combination of the forces of nature. So when you see the number 14, when you see the letter N, if these are part of your name, if this energy is within you, then you have these forces within you. If you are a Taurus rising, moon, or sun, then this is the energy that makes up your being. This is what you need to understand, because you are made up of forces that appear to be physical. So when I read this to you, no matter which arcanum we are discussing, I want you to connect with this. And as I said in the beginning of the show, even if this is not your sun, moon, or rising sign, it is still part of you. So you can learn something from this, because this aspect is within you. Now, in divination, arcanum number 14 is regeneration and temperance. And temperance is the quality of moderation or self-restraint. It also means the ability to abstain from alcoholic drinks. Now, please close your eyes in order to see the alchemist within your mind as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum number 14 is pictured as a being who is considered a genie of the sun. The sun surrounds the genie's head and has 8 rays of light coming from it. The genie is carrying a golden urn in one hand and a silver urn in the other. This being is pouring a conductive life-giving fluid from one urn to the other. The genie is crowned with a flame to indicate that it is a spirit, and its feet are winged, signifying the rapid movement that it is able to make. There is a cloak over the shoulder of the spirit, indicating the perpetual integration of matter and spirit. The fluid transferred from one urn to another is the symbol of transmutation, and the 8 rays of the sun signify the balance that has been achieved with the masculine and feminine forces of the universe. The overall picture signifies the combination and interchange of masculine and feminine forces throughout nature, working ceaselessly in all kingdoms as the instigators and cause of all movement in life. Now, numerically, number 14 is the second decave of number 5. And you remember we find decaves by adding the number 9 to them. So 5 plus 9 is 14. And thus, this represents the law in reference to universal law. This arcanum number 5 is operating on the interior level. But the second decave is going even deeper into the next interior plane. Because 5 indicates the dominion of a human's intelligence over the physical plane. You conquer the physical plane, the animal instincts of the self, when you hit the Hierophant, the number 5. So 14 indicates a human's intelligence over the astral plane. So number 7 signifies the perfect nuptial union on the physical. Therefore, 7 plus 7, which equals 14, must signify the perfect union on the inner plane. This is where the finer forces completely regenerate and fuse together. Arcanum number 14 contains the power to restore and maintain youth and vigor through the directed energies of love. And herein lies the secret of rejuvenation in the exchange of the finer energies. This is within you. You contain the power to restore and maintain your youth and vigor. It is within you. Now, in astrology, Arcanum number 4 is the sign of Taurus. This represents fertility and fruitfulness. It is said that Aries, which is Arcanum number 13, ends one cycle and begins a new one as the sun crosses the vernal equinox and enters the sign. Then as the sun enters into Taurus, the earth is rejuvenated and reinvigorated with life. This is the power of Taurus, fertility and rejuvenation. You have this within you, and that's why the symbol is the bull, because the bull represents this energy of fertility and the ability to rejuvenate. The human function of Arcanum 14 is psychometry. This is the ability to be able to touch an object and gain information from it. And we have already discussed Libra, Arcanum number 3, which is the Isis unveiled, and how this sign corresponds to the feeling in its external aspect. Libra is the feeling in an external aspect. Libra is the sign of generation, which is the process of bringing into being. So think about this as the generating of power, bringing power into being. And the other Venus sign, which is Taurus, this is about regeneration. So one is about generation, which is Libra, the process bringing into being. And the other, which is Taurus, is about regeneration. And this rules the inner sense of feeling, which is known as psychometry. So if you are Libra and Taurus, if this is within your astrology, then you have both of these. You have the external aspect, which is able to sense energies without, on the outside of the self, and the Taurus energy will help you to be more sensitive with the energies within the self. And you have the ability to touch objects and to read energy from them. This comes through a lot of practice of meditation and quieting the inner noise. So this is why meditation is so important. It's because you learn how to quiet your inner noise and guide yourself. Some people cannot move into meditations of silence because their minds are too busy. You have to work your way up to that, or you can move into absolute science or silence. It is a science to be able to do that. But you have to begin just by redirecting your thoughts. And that's why something like the Internal Light Meditation is very good for you. It begins to develop your inner eye, the inner ability to see within the self. And wherever you put your attention, you bring healing energy. And so when we start in the heart with the light and we see the heart just being lit up with light, like a sun being within your heart, this actually begins to heal your heart. And as we move throughout the body with the light, you're bringing intention and consciousness to those different aspects of your body, which brings healing to those different aspects of the self. This is where you are applying through intention the healing energies of the light. And so it is a process and it is a practice. But the more that you do this, the easier it gets, the easier it gets to see the light. A lot of people, when they first start to meditate, they say, I can't see the light, it's just dark, or they fall asleep. All of these things are natural. It's a natural process because as soon as you begin to activate the light within you, you are raising your vibration. And it brings you into a whole nother state of consciousness, a whole nother vibration, which sometimes will put you to sleep because you are literally exhausted from being in a left spin energy and a beta mind state of consciousness that is spinning to left with all of this chaos and confusion constantly. When you stop that and you begin to spin to the right through your intention, it will put you to sleep because it's starting to heal you. And over time, you will find that you won't fall asleep anymore. But if you fall asleep, bringing the light from within you, it's okay. Just know that when you wake up, try to finish it and go through the rest of your body. Usually you won't fall back to sleep. You'll just be able to complete your meditation and then move on with your day. It's great to do it early in the morning to set the intention for your entire day. Now, these are esoteric practices, what we are teaching you here. And these are the powerful attributes of Libra and Taurus. The ability to feel with the external aspect and the internal senses. Now, Arcanum number 14 in alchemy represents the fluxing of polar opposites or mental antidotes. In all alchemic processes, it is necessary to find the perfect balance between the positive and negative forces, which also include the masculine and feminine properties of a thing. It is necessary to bring these forces into harmony in order to get them to fuse and undergo the transmutation process. In this way, they will create a far more valuable product, and it will be very different from its original form. It's an entirely new creation. And this applies to you as a physical being. You are moving through an alchemic process, the alchemy of the soul. And it manifests within the flesh because in truth, this is energy that we only perceive to be solid flesh. It is an energetic form that you are creating with your mind. And as you move through these alchemic processes of balancing your positive and negative forces within you, your masculine and feminine forces within you, as you bring harmony to these, then you will begin to feel stronger, not only in the body, but in the mind. That's where you feel it first, because you begin to feel more positive and optimistic. You are connecting with your divine forces, the energy that is giving you life. You are connecting with it on a completely different level. And you, when you begin to do this process of harmonizing these forces, having to deal with your darkness, learning how to harmonize it with your light, then you will begin to transform into a completely different being, spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Literally, your cells will become lighter. Your body is becoming lighter because you literally shed the dense part of you. You may not acknowledge it, you may not see it, but it can literally be weighed. It can literally be weighed. It's the aspect of you that for some of us who are more sensitive, we can feel it. You feel lighter. When you finish the meditation, you literally feel lighter because you are lighter. And so as you go through this process over time, you will transform. You're going through a transmutation process and you're becoming completely different. You're activating your dormant DNA. You're becoming a light being once again within this physical form. And this is the process that we are esteeming to go through as we are within this third dimension, moving back into our fifth dimensional body. Now in magic, Arcanum number 14 represents the power of love. Love manifests on all planes and in various degrees of grossness and refinement because it manifests as passion, enthusiasm, as heat, affection, light, fire, and deific solitude, people who like to just be in solitude because they're in oneness with their higher self. This is what they call deific solitude. And this is just to name a few of the expressions of how love manifests. In truth, love exists in some form of expression everywhere. It lies at the foundation of all activity, all intelligence, and all feeling. Now, this is a powerful, powerful force, and it must be directed for the good of all. Because some people have a great love of money and power, and that will cause them to do things that are unjust to others. So in that sense, it's not being directed for the good of all. These are still states of love, but they are of a lower nature. It is what we call a more gross nature. So when we use our power or energy, which is always a form of love, to only benefit the self, then it becomes a destructive force. And life depends upon the balancing of harmonic forces. And death follows the creation of destructive forces. So when we misuse the laws of creation and nature, of which we call universal laws, then we will activate destructive forces within our lives. And this is why it's important for you to learn these things so that you understand what they are and how you're supposed to use them and apply them to your life in order to bring more harmony and more life to you. Not to activate destructive forces. So as a humanity or on an individual basis, when we do not observe the laws of creation, which include the balancing of polarities, then we activate destructive forces within our own personal lives and throughout our society, which manifests in our world as the spread of disease, of wars, of terrible storms. These are the things that manifest in our world. It's because we are not observing the laws of harmony as a people, as humanity. And so death is the result of not observing the laws of harmony. All energy can be used for good or for evil. It is the nature of our polarized universe. We choose life through creating harmony and death through creating disharmony. In initiation, Arcanum number 14, the Alchemist, represents the level of the soul's initiation that takes one beyond the need to express grosser forms of love. At this point in the advancement of the soul, it is no longer needed to express physical or sexual forms of love. There may be occasional expressions of this sort, but the chief and most satisfactory forms of manifesting love now come from a pure exchange of the invisible forces. When you reach this stage of the alchemist, this will become more dominant within your being. You will love more tenderness other than the grossness of the need for that physical sex. And so we see this. We see this throughout humanity in many different cultures where they do acknowledge and recognize a more quiet life where you have monks and things of that nature. You see this being a powerful aspect of their life. But it not only will be within their life, this will be something that will naturally be experienced if you're going through these processes of transmutation within your soul. You'll come to this form. So you need to know that is natural. But you then become very powerful in learning how to exchange invisible forces of love. You exchange energy in different ways. This is a natural process in the refinement of your spirit. So as we are learning about all of these different stages of the soul, the different levels of transformation, the different forces within our universe, the laws that uphold the universe, and how we can keep harmony within our own lives, within our own bodies. All of these things apply from the microcosm to the macrocosm. When we talk about activating destructive forces through not acknowledging the laws of harmony, this applies to the self. This is where we should apply everything first, to the self, of understanding that disharmony within the body manifests as sickness, as dis-ease. And this is why it's so important for you to also understand that you have the power to heal yourself. You have the power to bring harmony back to the body, the mind, and the spirit. To heal your body, mind, and spirit. To bring the body into a perfect state once again. And of course, perfection is something we're always reaching for. But it is a process. Excuse me. It is a process that we can attain. Some people think it is unattainable to heal themselves. It is unattainable to bring harmony back where harmony's been lost. But that is simply because of ignorance, not knowing how to do it. So as we learn how to apply the laws of eating the proper foods that your body can take in that brings harmony to you. And everybody, their bodies are different. Everybody is different. And you have to understand your own body. What makes your body feel strong? What makes you feel complete? What gives you energy when you consume it? You have to start acknowledging these things within yourself. We look outside of ourselves, and that's good. Sometimes we can learn from others and all of these different forms of advice, but a lot of it can be very confusing, and it begins to bring disharmony to the mind. So it causes us to have to go back within the self to really begin to reestablish the harmony within the self. And this is where Arcanum number 14 comes in. It assists us in connecting to the inner self, the inner harmony, the inner balance. And as we establish this within the self, then we begin to see how it can apply to many different aspects of our life and to our communities. So this is what we're here for. We're here to learn, to grow, to apply the knowledge. If we don't apply the knowledge, it can't help us. So taking notes, making charts, finding ways to apply all of this information to assist you on your daily journey of life can help you to create a very beautiful, harmonic life for yourself. And then to help others do the same. It doesn't help us if this information can assist us with our everyday life. It's just who we are. It's who we are, and we have to begin to apply it. It's powerful knowledge, and I hope that you are enjoying these lessons. Please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the Sacred Egyptian Tarot to discover Arcanum number 15, the Black Magician, also known as the Devil card in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.